Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
On today's podcast, Christina, end of an era at Triple Threat here.
End of an era.
We are losing the one, the only, James Finlay.
Yeah, he's one of the threats.
And we're not losing him to anything terrible, but to bigger and better things. And on the show today, we had a few of James's best bits and also a little goodbye.
There's a lot of bits that we could have had of James, so these are just a couple of his best bits.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for putting it together. It's pretty sweet.
Okay.
It was totally both of us. It was a joint effort.
It was both of us.
I can imagine.
It was 50-50.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Christina said, I'll do it. And I was like, yeah, sweet. So that's two
that
people
was it,
agreeing.
Yeah.
So that's it's basically a 50-50
how
effort.
Everything happens when James isn't here.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast.
It is my last day here before I move to Sydney and the Jays, and it's getting a little bit emotional in
it
here.
It is getting emotional. Now, we all talked about it last week, and we decided that we needed to have a few highlights. Now, it's impossible to sum up James, his time at Joy. He's been at Joy for many, 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 many years. So we've just chosen a few highlights from this show, and specifically just some things that we thought were particularly funny.
That Christina thought, so I'm sure it's just her and James and... If I get in, I'll be happy.
It's not about you, Jess.
Yeah,
this is about our beautiful James. Right. And look, if it's shonky editing, it's James's fault because it means he hasn't taught me well in the time.
You do editing for your job, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, let's pretend that doesn't. Here it is, some of James's best bits on the Triple Threat.
Christmas presents. I had an issue over the weekend where I was catching up with an auntie. We always buy each other Christmas presents. We hadn't seen each other since Christmas. I didn't know what to do.
Before Christmas,
yeah,
really?
Before Christmas, yeah. So what I did was I did end up buying something. But I didn't put in Christmas wrapping or anything.
What did you buy? Can we know? What is it?
You have to have known this question was coming.
Actually,
Is it bad?
No, it reminds me of this episode of Will and Grace where Jack buys everyone for Christmas headshots of him.
Yeah.
It was a picture of me.
Not
from graduation.
But
it was from my graduation present.
Such a cop-out present.
I don't think you bought that. I think you just grabbed something from home.
I had to go to the place and print the photo.
A picture of you at graduation.
Was it a picture of you and her at your graduation?
No, she wasn't there. So we were at this bar. They had a DJ going, playing some music.
It was too loud for you.
It was a bit loud. there were young people everywhere, and I was standing at the bar waiting for my drink, and I was thinking at the time, I don't think I'm missing out on anything, not going out on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there you became quite judgmental.
It was born
changed.
Judgmental.
Suddenly, whilst waiting for my beverage, this girl reached past me and said, oh, excuse me, sir.
Is that the insult? Sir.
She called me sir.
Excuse
me, sir.
Was she working there?
No.
Okay.
She was just a punter.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm a person of importance.
Or perhaps if you are in a master and slave kind of situation.
James, out of absolutely nowhere. Now, can I just say that James didn't know any of these people?
No.
Both me and my boyfriend knew the guy, but James knew, I had no idea who they are, you know, just tagging along.
Yeah.
Just says really loudly and awkwardly, so are you guys like on a date?
Oh, mate.
And we all just kind of looked at each other like, oh.
Did he say it more like this though, Christina? Hey, are you guys on a date?
No. It was early.
That's not how he talks.
No.
Hey, are you guys like on a date? How was that?
Not bad.
That's pretty close.
You know when like someone says what you're all thinking, but no one should say it.
Yeah.
And then we all kind of looked at each other, and then they looked at each other, and they were like,
"This is the best response."
They were like, "I don't know, are we?"
This?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, oh crap!
James just made it happen.
And I said, okay, well, what about, have you travelled anywhere at all? He's like, well, actually, I love visiting the Gold Coast every year. Yeah.
Surfers? Surfers paradise?
Can you say it with the accent,
yeah,
please?
I was about to say. That's...
I love to go to surfers paradise. Yeah, no, thanks. That wasn't very good.
Now, as if I don't say this every week, but I lived in Europe for 2 years. You know how when you... I don't know if you remember being single, Christina, but were there ever times where you would...
A little stab at me. I'm sorry.
Sorry, you're happy. Whatever. Do you ever remember where you would wake up next to someone that you just met and just go, oh, probably should not have happened?
Why?
I feel like I was on the other end of that stick this weekend. A couple of weeks ago, a grocery store chain stated that they'd made a loss for the last, like, what, financial half year or whatever. No one likes making losses, especially shareholders. Turns out, but I think people who shop at these supermarkets aren't to blame.
How? How are the people actually putting money into the system the ones to blame, James?
Well, I took to Twitter. Must be all those times where I bought Trust tomatoes but put down normal tomatoes. People can't be trusted! So I went on a date with this guy that I met on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Which should...
You met him on New Year's?
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be, alarm bells already, because no one really... Like, the only people that really go out on New Year's Eve are people that never really go out very often.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. A bit of a generalisation, but continue.
It is, but I think I'm right.
Have you guys got any regrets that you haven't done over summer?
Look, I do. Last year, or maybe the year before, I bought myself a picnic basket and picnic rug. I've since used it.
I think I remember you buying that as well.
Is that so funny?
But I didn't go on a picnic this summer, and I'm really upset about it.
Is it checked?
Of course it is. Gosh. Oh, so many fun times, you guys.
Have you used that picnic basket yet?
Yeah.
No, I've used it still just once.
My favourite part about that, I cut it, but we kept bagging him and we're going, is there plastic cutlery? And you're like, of course there's plastic cutlery.
Well, thank you for putting that together.
That's okay. As I said, there were so many good bits, but they were just some of your favourite. And it made me think, like, has your godmother put that framed photo of you and her up in her
That's
house?
A very good question.
I know she's got to get a photo of him and her because the photo was just of James.
Yeah, it was just
oh, that's sorry. Sorry. Christmas present.
Christmas present.
So I guess what we've learnt over this, you know, 2.5 years together is that if you're going to get a Christmas present from James, it's probably a photo of him.
Thank you. So today's the last show. Thank you to everyone who has sent messages. And I feel like it's been a long time coming because we had a special one-off show on Friday, like
we
ages
did.
Ago, where we announced that I was leaving. And then a lot of people have been like, aren't you gone yet?
Yeah.
No. But this show has been really special to me because it's... I kind of created it out of a whim when I came back from Europe, and they said, SJ said at the time, she was like, oh, I need a breakfast show. Can you put a team together or I'll just throw you with people? And I was like, no. And I had two people on my list that I knew I wanted to try out, and it was you two. Because Chris, we'd done a lot of things together, and I always have so much fun with you. And it's going to be... for those who don't know, Jess and I met when I was his tour guide in Europe.
Were you in Europe, James? I don't know. Have you travelled?
I haven't brought that up in ages. And the fact that we just... clicked from the beginning, and this has been an incredible journey, and working here, like you two have had to deal with a little bit, well, especially when I took over as program director, it put us under a bit of stress for a while, but it's been so much fun. And you know, we tell each other more things than we really need to because of how much we see each other.
And the no filter before 6 a.m.
There's no filter. The things we know about each other that no one else would even know.
It's incredible.
And it's, you know, I talk to you two more than I talk to nearly anyone else, apart from my mother. And it's, I'm really going to miss that so much because the bond that we've built between each other is huge. And where's Prue? Because Prue's part of this as well. Prue and I have known each other for years. So it's been great to have Prue part of the team as well. And I'm really going to miss seeing each other every week. And Vicky, I'm so glad that you're been part of the team as well recently, and it's and you know, hope like you're gonna stay with Joy, which will be great. And I'm so glad that you're part of the thread now. And I can see how much that you've grown since starting. And yeah, I wish you all the best with whatever's to come, because you'll do great things.
Wow.
And thanks to Serena as well for being our support. But I'm so glad that you two are continuing, because I was really devastated. You know, like I was expecting to leave Joy at some point, but I didn't realize it was going to be this fast. But when Triple J asks you to apply for a job and then they give it to you, you don't say no. and we, you know, we had plans to do other things eventually, and you don't know whatever comes up. But I'm so glad that you two are continuing, because although I won't be here, you two are amazing talents, and you're gonna go so far, and you have so much support behind you. And I'm so glad that I've been able, like, part of that to help you to get to here and go to wherever next. So yeah, I'm thank you for continuing, because I would have been really devastated if you said no.
Aww. So beautifully spoken, James. And I'll speak, because Christina is an absolute mess at the moment. But it was pretty incredible bringing, you know, two strangers together in Christina and I, and really just being our steady ship. Whenever we needed something, you created our show and really let Christina be us and ourselves, and introduced us to this wonderful community that is Joy. And we're so thankful to be part of it, and really looking forward to continuing being part of it. But you will always have a special place here at Joy. So from everybody here in our little team, but also the wider Joy community, thank you and best of luck.
Beautifully said, Jess.
This is the first time I can't speak.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else to say, because you can't talk.
You did good, Jess.
Well, it looks like I'll be anchoring.
The podcast will be up. Thank you to Paul as well, our beautiful podcaster, who has done so much work and really created, like, found the best moments of our show and made them, put them in, like, to a time capsule where we can go and visit them at any point. So, yeah, goodbye. I'm here until Thursday. If any volunteers are listening, I'm here till Thursday. Thursday's my last day here at Joy, and I move to Sydney on the weekend. but I might see you at the Globe Community Awards, because I just found out I'd been nominated for Media Excellence Award at the Globe Community Awards. So there's that.
Got in one little self-promotion before the end. Well done.
All the best, and please continue listening to The Triple Threat. You've been fantastic.
We love you, James.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.